In this bulletin, Scott Morrison indicates Christian Porter and Linda Reynolds won't be removed from cabinet in the impending reshuffle. A federal Liberal MP apologises to two women who accuse him of online abuse. And in the AFL, Collingwood secures its first win of the season, defeating Carlton. For the latest SBS News, I'm Philippa Cowsbury. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Christian Porter and Linda Reynolds will continue to be part of his cabinet, despite an impending reshuffle of ministries. Senator Reynolds faces being removed from the defence portfolio after being widely criticised for her handling of a sexual assault allegation in her office. Meanwhile, Mr. Porter is on mental health leave from his duties as Attorney General after denying a historic rape allegation. Mr. Morrison has told the Nine Network's Tracy Grimshaw that he's yet to decide which portfolios Senator Reynolds and Mr. Porter will hold in the future.
They will continue to play a very important role in my cabinet.
Okay. Not necessarily the current roles, though.
Well, when I make judgments about those things, I'll announce them.
It sounds like they're not necessarily going to play those current roles.
Well, when I make those announcements and
when
I consider those things,
when
I'm in a position to do that.
Federal Liberal MP Andrew Lamming has apologised to two women who've accused him of online abuse. The Queensland MP has written to the women, Brisbane-based Sheena Hewlett and Alex Russo, expressing his regret. In a speech to Parliament, he conceded his social media commentary had caused significant distress to the two highly respected members of his electorate.
I want to unreservedly apologise to both Ms. Hewlett and Russo, and I express my regret and deep apologies for the hurt and the distress that that communication may have caused. And today in this House, I want to retract those comments and issue a public unreserved apology.
Emergency services have started assessing damage in flood-affected areas in New South Wales. Major flooding continues at Maclean in the Northern Rivers region, while flooding at Grafton and Ulmarra has eased to moderate. Evacuation orders were lifted in several areas of northwestern Sydney late last night, including South Creek at Mulgrave and the Hawkesbury River from Wiseman's Ferry to Brooklyn. United States President Joe Biden is pledging to have 200 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine administered by the end of his first 100 days in office. That's double the goal he set in December and reached earlier this month before his 60th day in office. The US is now averaging about 2.5 million doses per day. Mr. Biden says it's an ambitious goal, but he believes the country can meet it.
On December 8th, I indicated that I hope to get 100 million shots in people's arms in my first 100 days. We met that goal last week by day 58, 42 days ahead of schedule. Now today I'm setting a second goal, and that is we will, by my 100th day in office, have administered 200 million shots in people's arms.
The foreign ministers of Indonesia and Singapore have expressed their concerns over the political situation in Myanmar, urging the military to stop the use of force and prevent further casualties in the country. Security forces in Myanmar have reportedly killed another five anti-coup protesters. Speaking after talks with her Singaporean counterpart, Indonesia's foreign minister, Retno Marsudi, says the violence in Myanmar needs to stop.
Our concern on the current situation in Myanmar, we also share our position to call on Myanmar military to stop the use of force and prevent further casualties. We also urge Myanmar to start dialogue to put democracy, peace and stability back on track.
To AFL and Collingwood has put a first-round loss behind it, holding off arch-rival Carlton by 21 points at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. They won their first game of the season with 106 points to 85. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy 24. Melbourne, similar conditions 22. Hobart, partly cloudy and 22 as well. Canberra, similar conditions 21. Wollongong, a shower or two 21. Sydney, showers 24. Newcastle, partly cloudy, also 24. Brisbane, sunny 30. Cairns, possible morning storm and showers 31. Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm 32. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.